Blog Talk Radio.
Live on air now, Psychic Zelda Kelly and Angel Ann. Psychic Secrets Radio. Real answers, real solutions, no fluff. Untangle your questions with direct and honest answers. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Psychic Secrets Radio Show with your host, Psychic Zelda Kelly and Psychic Angel Ann. We are a live call-in worldwide radio show coming live to you every Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are broadcasting today from New York, USA and Rhodes, Greece. If you haven't listened to us before, we are the show that discusses all spiritual topics, and we'd love to chat to you about any and all matters. Real answers, real solutions, no fluff, no kidding. Call in now at 563-999-3569. International callers may dial +1-563-999-3569. Call in for questions and free mini readings live on air now.
And hi, everybody, again. Welcome to another great Psychic Secrets show with host Psychic Zelda Kelly and myself, Psychic Angel Ann. And as usual, we have Saturday today, but it's January 28th, 2023. So we are almost done with the first month. Isn't that exquisite, right? And I'm coming live to you from Rhodes in Greece and my beautiful co-host, sister, Earth Angel, is coming live from, I think, still Georgia. I think you didn't leave Georgia.
Yes,
but you're going to do soon. Yeah, and today we're going to talk about how can you apply the universal laws. We have been talking a little bit about universal laws before, the first show in January, but now we're going to talk a little bit how we can apply them, and we have an expert here, no pressure, Miss Zelda. And of course, as usual, we take your questions for your calls, for questions and free mini readings live on air. Please bear with me today. I don't know if I talk straight here. And we would love to talk to you. So call in at 563-999-3569. International callers dial +1-563-999-3569. And a tip from us is that if you call from internationally, a good option is to call through Skype, so you can have Skype credit or if you have a monthly fee or something that you use worldwide or US or something, because we are located in the US, right? I think in Anaheim, California. And you can also listen live and text chat with us at blogtalkradio.com/psychicsecretsradio. And if you go to the episode page, scroll down the page, you can find the chat room there. And what else do we have to announce? Yeah, we have actually decided a couple of shows ago that if you see that we're not going to be able to bring you on air to get your question, you are very welcome to write your question in the chat room before the show ends. So we just put an image, so otherwise we would be showered with questions right before the show ends, and we would answer your question after the show if we can see that we have a little bit of a trouble with the time, like usual, right? So let me bring on my co-host for Psychic Secrets Show, the beautiful psychic Zelda Kelly. Hi,
whatever.
How
I
are
am.
You?
I'm doing great. How are you? How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. And we had a very interesting, week, a couple of days ago.
Yes.
Quick here. 5.9. But fortunately, it's always happening out in the sea. It was 80 kilometers away from here, and I think more than 10 kilometers deep into the sea. But we could feel it.
Mm.
I could see the world shaking here, so that was an experience. But I don't want to sound cocky or anything, but we're kind of used to it. But I think it's 4 years since I've experienced something else. But they do teach you how to, what to do and stuff of that nature, because it's not unusual.
Oh my.
Let's say that. Yeah. And then we had storm the day after. And then we had hail. How about that?
Oh my goodness.
I think we had everything.
Is everything done now?
Yeah. I think so, because it never actually snows here. So knock on wood, I wouldn't say that, because last year we had snow, but that really almost never, ever happens here. So that was very unusual. And how are you?
Well, I'm doing great. Thank you. It's a beautiful day. I am still in Georgia. The sun was out a little earlier. And right now it is, for those of you out of the U.S., it is 14 degrees Celsius. I think Anne has close to 13. Of course, it's 10:06 p.m. where Anne is located, and it's 3:06 p.m. where I am located in the United States. So for those of you who are in the, well, in the U.S., that equates to, I'm not that smart, I have to look it up, it's 57 degrees Fahrenheit and 55 degrees where Anne is. So Anne actually had us beat, I'm sure, because it is getting late and into the evening now for her. So we're still running neck to neck. We're still running neck to neck, but it is a very nice day. It's gotten a little gloomy, but it's nice. I mean, this is the type of wintertime season that I like to have. Not bitter cold, not filled with snow and ice. And I'm from Ohio, and believe me, I've had enough. Enough of is enough of that cold. I won't, if I can help, I won't ever live in Ohio again. But it's been a very interesting week. A very interesting week.
You know, I think that because I'm born in Sweden, right? We have our share there too. It can become very, very cold. We can actually catch minus 20 in Stockholm. I don't know how much that is in Fahrenheit, but that's cold. I think that maybe we are more sensitive because we can't stand it anymore, right? I don't like snow and ice.
Yes.
Makes everything worse.
That's right.
And difficult to manage.
Oh, definitely. 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 But it's been a very interesting week. Very interesting. But my dear friend, do you have any announcements that you'd like to make or anything, or are we not to that point yet?
Yeah, I'm ready. You know, always ready.
Okay, great.
So
great,
let's go
great.
For it.
Okay.
You may listen to replays of all our shows anytime. Keep yourself updated on upcoming shows, and you can always listen live during our shows at blogtalkradio.com/Psychic Secrets Radio. If you'd like to connect with Psychic Zelda Kelly at extension 11 or Psychic Angel Ann extension 16, we do phone readings, video readings, and text chat readings. You can find us at psychicsecrets.com, or you may call us directly at +1-888-695-5239.
So wonderful. And as mentioned before, today we're going to talk about astrology. No, sorry, that was last week. I'm not fixing myself today, am I?
Okay.
So sorry.
We're going to fast forward.
Please
we're going to fast
with me.
Forward you. That's okay.
Yes. So at least we're going to have a big laugh with Anne today, right? No, we're going to talk about how can you apply the universal laws. And we have January 28th. So I'm on track here, right?
There you go.
What did we talk about last week?
You know, it was a very interesting show. We talked about the moon and the placement and how close it was, a new moon. It was the closest moon to the Earth, the closest it's been since the year 1030 in the Dark Ages. And there's been a lot going on this week, and I think it's because of the new moon being so close. And we've been told that there's some weather things happening, and I think, Anne, that could have been part of this earthquake and all this weather that you're having over there. Here, it's been storms and flooding, and there's been rain. We've had a lot of rain. In fact, I've got to tell you how much rain we've had. I had a package that was kind of on my front lanai on the place here that I'm in right now. And it was raining so hard that I had to leave the package for a little while because I even stepping out was just treacherous wind, rain, and I thought, well, it'll be there. And so it was, and I got the package. But so I think that had a lot to do with it. And the next moon that we see that'll be so close, well, we won't see it. Maybe we will. We'll see it from a different dimension. We'll be in the year 2300 and I think 63 or something like that. It doesn't matter. We don't have to worry. We don't have to set our clocks. We won't be here to see it on this plane.
Are you sure?
But it was, well, we might. We might, you know, the things, the way things go. But it was a very interesting show, and we now are in the Aquarian birth signs. Happy birthday to all of you Aquarians out there. And we are getting ready now to go into some very cool planetary aspects in which they have never been documented before in our lifetimes, going back to the, I think, the creation that have been ever documented. This is going to be unprecedented. See, I can't even talk. It's going to be interesting. Let's say that. And it's going to be some very times that I'm just going to say, be aware. You know, just know that sometimes these aspects can cause upset, but also they can bring the truth around where we can really acknowledge what's going on with ourselves. That's interesting, and I think we're still kind of feeling that effect of the new moon. It's going away now, but we're still kind of feeling that. So it's very interesting how these things affect us.
It is actually, but we are affected by everything that's going on, right? So it's no kind of way around
that.
We are. And it is interesting, and. What do you say? How are we affected by the universal laws? Sliding in a little bit slow here.
Sliding in. We're going to slide right into this subject for today. I have a little interesting story, and I'll try not to take so much time. As little time as possible, and it fits in with the universal law. I know everybody can get confused because there is at least 21 universal laws. Most people say, I don't believe in the laws of attraction. I don't believe in that stuff. Well, the law of gravity is a part of those universal laws. And it's one of those things that you can't pick and choose what you believe in or what you not. It's either all or you don't believe at all, except for we don't have to worry about chaining ourselves down if we're going to be floating off into the cosmic unknown because of a gravitational issue. The universal laws, God knows what he did, was what he was doing, definitely, when he made this earth and put these our minds into us that are so incredible. Now, like I said, most people say, I don't believe in this stuff. I tried it. I get at least 3 messages a day that basically say, you know, I've tried this. I think it's just a bunch of malarkey. I think you're full of whatever because I've tried it. Well, how long have you tried it? I did it for at least 2 days and nothing worked. This is a lifestyle.
Okay.
Yeah. This becomes a way of life. And Anne, you know that also. And I want to give you a little example.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to start out backwards, and I'm going to say, if you do not believe in the laws of attraction and you keep stating that you don't believe in the laws of attraction, if you write to me and you say, this stuff doesn't work, I'm never getting anywhere, I don't have the love of my life, I don't have the car, the money, the house, I don't have what I want, I want you to know that actually the laws of attraction really do work, because you're stating really what it is that you want. You see, the mind and the universe do not know the difference about what is really going to make you happy and really what isn't. All it knows is you tell your mind and your subconscious where you want it to go, and it goes. We can attract very bad people in our lives, or we can attract very good people in our lives. It's up to us. That Henry Ford, the inventor of the Ford automobile, said perfectly, whether you believe you can or you can't, you're right. Because you're going to get what you wish for. Well, I don't wish for bad things, Zelda. I don't wish for all this. Then stop talking about it. Stop saying it. Stop believing it. I must be horrible. I must be too fat. I must be too thin. I must be ugly. I must be this. I must be that. No. No. You're attracting the negative. So let me give you a little example.
Exactly.
Yes. Let me give you a little example. Oh, about 10 days ago, I knew this past week was important. I had a tax due bill, and it was on another property in another state. And I needed that. I needed to make that tax bill. And right now, I was in between a money flow. So it wasn't that I didn't have it. It's just that I didn't have it right now. And I needed some extra help. So instead of getting online and on Facebook and on social media and crying, I can't pay my bills. I don't have this. I don't have that. And talk to my friends. I don't have this. We get on and we say, we believe, I have this due and I believe it's going to happen. I have this due and I'm going to believe. Every day I was like, well, you know, thank you for allowing this to show up. And I had two friends say, well, where are you going to get this? Where are you going to get this? It doesn't matter where I get it. It's going to come from where it comes from. So it doesn't matter. That is the detail. We don't sweat the details in the laws of the universe. We let the universe has already arranged it. It's already done. This past Tuesday, I had a client friend of mine call me up and say, hey, Zelda, how's it going? Great, great. How's things going with you? Great. And he said, you know, you've been on my mind so much. Really? Yes, you have. Is there anything that I can do for you? You do so much for so many people, and I think I just want you to know how much I appreciate you and how much we just love to have you around. I said, well, as a matter of fact, if you're asking, and see, here's the thing. When people offer, don't miss the opportunity, because we have this thing ingrained in us from a very early age. Well, if people offer you something, you deny it. If people say, oh, here you go, you say, no, no, that's okay. I don't need it. No, no, that's okay. And inside of you, your gut is wrenching and going, oh, my gosh, take it, take it, take it, take it. And you're saying no because you don't want to look like you're either needy or that you don't have it together. But when that's called being a good receiver. Most of us are really good givers. But we have a hard time receiving. But I'm going to tell you, and then we'll get back to the story, but I'm going to tell you what happens when you cannot receive. It's called the laws of reciprocity. When we cannot receive from someone else, we are messing up their blessing to give. So if you deny someone who actually comes to you and says, hey, I'd like to give. I'd like to help. I want to be here for you. And you say no, you are stepping in to their universal law and saying, oh, that person does not deserve that blessing that they're going to get for giving. And they can turn around and do for someone else. because they feel compelled or they have this urge to come to you. And that's the universe putting that in place. So back to this phone call that I received, this man is telling me this, and he said, what can I do for you? And I told him. And he said, okay, how do I do this? And I said, well, here's how you can do it. This is how you can get it to me. Here's options. Okay. He called me back and he said, you know, I'm at the bank. I'm going to do what you say. Let me know when you, and just as he said, let me know, I got a notification on my phone that I got that. I went out. I got together. I was able to do what I needed to do, and I made my deadline. And he was so happy to help me. He called me back the next day and said, you know, it just warms my heart that I was able to do this for you because you've always been there for me when I've needed you. That turned out to be a big blessing for the both of us. Yes, for the both of us. And I told you that today, not to brag, not to say anything, but I want you to know that you have to control yourself. I know. It's hard to do. You have to control your thought process because here's what happens. If I would have gone back 10 days ago and gone, oh, my God, what am I going to do? Oh, my God. Then starts what I have coined the phrase of negative momentum thinking. One bad thought produces another bad thought. Remember, that's what we talked about 2 weeks ago. The laws of focus, what you focus on expands and grows. So those bad thoughts could have been, and I could have had myself in such a tizzy that I wouldn't have been aware of what I should have been doing, and I could have missed my deadline. And, you know, I could have suffered that ramification of missing my deadline to have that paid. Now, will I pay this man back? Yes. He says he doesn't want it paid back. But in doing this, remember, your random thoughts are not back. And if you have to put that on a sticky note and stick to your mirror so you're seeing this every day, your random thoughts are not facts. However, comma, if you continue with random thoughts, you can actually push that into fruition. So you can actually make your random thoughts come true. Here's another example of that. I had a client a long time ago, years ago, had at least 12 years ago, would call me every day for 6 months. Zelda, I got to tell you, I know I'm going to go to jail. And I think she was watching too many of those reality shows where, you know, whatever. And she had it in her mind, she was going to go to jail. Now, she didn't do anything. There was not even a spark of anything anywhere that could even happen, that have happened to her. But she had it in her mind. For 6 months, almost daily, Zelda, can't you see that I'm positive? I had dream about it, and I would say, you better stop this. You better get control of this. Yes, but my dream, I said, you're dreaming of it because you're thinking of it, and your mind is working through that. Yes, but they're so real. This because you're thinking of it, you're attracting that. You better be careful. You better stop this. Are you sure you're not seeing it in the cards? Maybe you're not the psychic you said. So she started getting to me, mad at me because I didn't tell her what she wanted to hear. All of a sudden, I didn't hear from her for at least a year. She calls me one day and she says, Zelda. And I said, oh, my gosh, how are you? Where have you been? She said, I've been in jail. I said, what? And she said, yes. She said, I made the mistake of, and what she did, I'm not going to tell. It's not really, it's so dumb. It is just really so dumb. She didn't hurt anyone. She didn't steal anyone. She just made a dumb mistake. And ended up, because she thought she was going to go in jail, it started snowballing, and she spent a year in jail. Now, when she got out, she called me, and she said, I have to apologize to you, because I realize now that I brought that into me. I brought that into fruition. So I'm telling you all these things today because I want to lead up to just a small couple of things, and then we can start taking phone calls. But the thing I want you to know is never underestimate the power of your imagination. Now, we need our imagination. When we're kids, we imagine places that we go, people that we see, all kinds of things. But when we grow up, we get almost reprimanded and say, don't do that. You're imagining things. Don't feel like that. You're imagining this. Never underestimate the power of your imagination. Why? Because every invention that we ever have, that we use in our homes, that we use in our lives right now, even down to our bathrooms, even down to the cell phones, the computers, the radios, the TVs, everything that we're using was at some time someone's imagination. You have to have your imagination to have something come through. Every invention started with this imagination. Even the great athletes that we have imagine themselves training. When they are not training, they imagine themselves training. And the really cool thing is if we study them, if we have a neurologist study them, their muscles and their nerves, when they're using their imagination, will actually fire as though they are actually working out. The brain believes this. See, you have to train your brain. That's how it works. So when you use your imagination, here's what happens. And this is the last thing of this little presentation, and then I'll be quiet a little bit. Okay. So when we use our imagination, what happens is that the universe cradles us. The universe holds us in its arms, wraps itself around us. So be careful, because if you're using your imagination that you believe that you're not good enough, the universe will cradle you and say, I got your back on this. I got your back. You bet. I'm going to give you what you want. Better watch what you wish for. So when you use your imagination and say, you know what, I am good enough. I can get through this. I can do anything that I put my mind to. I can imagine that cottage, that magical cottage that I want to live in, and that magical person in my life. The universe will cradle you and say, you go on, my child. I got your back. And that's how it works. So I'm telling you this today because there are so many universal laws. And in conclusion, this encompasses all of them because you've got laws of reciprocity, laws of give and take, laws of gender, laws of gravity, laws of reciprocity, affirmation, vibration, frequency, meditation, assumption, and I can go on and on and on. But it all wraps up into your thinking and how your thinking spreads out to where you can actually be involved with each one of those. And I invite you today to start studying, start learning, start participating. You can do it right now immediately and just start saying, this is going to be my day. Something good is going to happen for me. Why? Because everything always works out for me. It always does. And there you have it, my friends. That is it. And how long did I take for that? What, 10 minutes? So there we are. More.
Okay. you know, it's a very, very good and to the point story. It is important because we have, our power is lying in our thoughts and what we do and how we monitor everything. We monitor what we say, what we express, right? What we think, how we act, everything. That's our power.
Yes.
And, you know, when we are saying that I'm ugly, I'm not good enough, I can't do this, I can't do that, we are already putting the framework on what we are sending out there. Of course, we're not going to receive anything, right? So, you know, something that I always say, if someone else can do this, and he can do it, she can do it, whatever, right? I can do it too. I'm just going to find a way, right? So we need, it's not being over the top positive. It's being, you know, having that understanding that we can move mountains, to be honest with you, if we have.
Oh, we sure can.
If we are, like you received this, this gift. That's absolutely incredible. I have a very short story, if you bear with me. And this was 20 years ago or something. I manifested things in my life too, but this was kind of out of the ordinary. And I was living in Greece. I wanted to move back to Sweden, not with a very happy heart, but I wanted to move back. So I was trying to figure out how to get myself a place to live, right? And in Stockholm, I can be honest, you can stand in the queue for years. It's very difficult to find your own place. Very, very difficult. And in, I think, 3 months, I did manifest my own contract on an apartment out of the blue. You know, something that people would say, that's not going to happen. But I said, well, I'm going to bring it to come into manifestation. so I did.
Yes.
And, you know, we can actually... It's kind of something like your story, and we just need to find the way, and we need to be patient, and we also need to know some things can be manifested in an instant, right? Just from one minute to the other. Other things takes a little bit more time, but we are not to give up when we are standing on the doorstep. So don't give up. Keep on. And monitor your thoughts. And one other thing, when we catch ourselves thinking negatively, awareness, that's a beautiful thing, right? Because awareness means that we can change our thoughts. That's power, right?
Yes. Well, you know, the one thing I do have to say, too, is that we can actually manifest sicknesses in our body. We can actually, so be careful. My grandmother manifested, I know she did this, my whole family is in agreement, because she manifested dementia. Now, she died at a very, she lived a wonderful life at 96 years old, but she had an onset of dementia very, very early in her life, and she actually came out of it because we started telling her, you don't have dementia. I don't. Because she would walk around, and you know, sometimes we forget things. I mean, I do it often, walk from one room to the next, and I think, what did I come in here for? Right? I mean, it's like, what did I come in here? Well, she was convinced that was dementia, that Alzheimer's. She would go around and say, I have Alzheimer's. I know I do. And we would say, no, Grandma, you don't. You just walked from one room to the other, and we're talking to you, and it was just one of those things. No, you don't. And the next thing you know, yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And it wasn't predictive. And I want you to know something. When you, nobody, not everybody has these predictive dreams, because you know, people call me and they'll say, but I dreamt it. It has to be true. No, maybe it just was that sour pickle that you ate before you went to bed. So watch what you think. Watch your imagination. Watch what you say. There are power. Even Christ said, well, he said because he knew, there are power in your words. Power. You have power. And it's uncanny how much power we have. Yes. We have power to actually create things, create an opportunity, an opening where there's an open door. It's so interesting and so wonderful. And I know Anne has had many of these same experiences. It's you've had many experiences, I know, Anne, of manifesting things, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. So what do you say, beautiful lady? a few short announcements and then...
I say, yes.
Grabbing some calls, right? Yes.
Yes, yes. I know everybody is waiting too. So absolutely. I'm ready.
Absolutely. So thank you everybody for having patience with us.
Yes.
But it's actually a very important topic today. So we have been talking about how can you apply the universal laws. So if you missed the show, you can always listen to the replay after. That's going to be up in a few minutes right after the show, right? And we introduce a way for you to be able to get a free mini reading from us, since the time on the radio is a little bit limited. Sometimes we're always talking too much and struggling, right? I'm smiling when I'm saying that. So if you write your question in the chat room before we end the show, we will answer your question after the show, okay? And if you haven't called in yet, now is a good time to call in, because we love to talk to you. I think we actually can have a few more callers, even if the board is lit up, right? So call in at 563-999-3569. 563-999-3569. International callers, dial +1 before the number and press 1 to talk with us live on the show. That shows us that we can bring you on air, right? You can listen live and text chat with us at blogtalkradio.com/psychicsecretsradio. Next upcoming show here on Psychic Secrets Radio is next Saturday, February 4th, 2023. So we're going into the second month with myself and Selva, and we're going to talk about how to cut the cords, because that's important too.
Oh,
that's working with energy, and that's how you can maintain your energy clear. That's kind of very, very important. So just a few more quick announcements here.
You may listen to replays of all our shows anytime. Keep yourself updated on upcoming shows, and you can always listen live during our shows at blogtalkradio.com/psychicsecretsradio. Find us at psychicsecrets.com for personal readings. We do phone readings, video readings, and text chat. Connect with Psychic Zelda Kelly at extension 11 and Psychic Angel Ann at extension 16. While you're on the Psychic Secrets website, I'd like to invite you to read the blog, visit the horoscope section, and listen to Mystery Manor recordings and Laws of Attraction episodes. You can also find us on Facebook at Psychic Secrets Official.
So, my beautiful sister here has something she wants to say. And then we grab calls.
Yes, and thank you. Well, thank you so much for giving us the time to come to you and bring us, believe me, I learn every day, but bring you these things, because Ann and I don't bring you information that we don't know either works or that is useful for us, and it is for us to be able to still function in the world that we have today. And because of that, I want to announce that we do have a little place on the website, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/psychicsecretsradio. You will find a little code for a tip jar. If you do feel inclined to give us a tip, we sure do appreciate it. If you want to write down, if you're tipping us and you want to give us a little indication, you can just say for the radio show. However, that helps us defer the cost of the radio show. It does cost us to bring this forward to you. However, you are not or never obligated, and we want you to listen. We love having you. If you feel like you can just 50 cents, we'll love you, because it doesn't make any difference. We thank you so much. We love the opportunity coming to you. And the other thing I want to say is that you can find Ann and I on a new Facebook page. We had to upgrade our Facebook page. I don't know why we did it, but we decided to make it better for you. That's why we did it. It is called Psychic Secrets Radio Show. You can't miss it. You see this little logo with both the picture of Ann and I on that. And we on the radio page, you can find reruns of the shows. You'll be able to find this show on the radio page. You'll be able to see little videos that both Ann and I put, readings that Ann and I put on there. So stop on over, join the race or the Facebook page, the Racebook page, yes, and the Facebook page, and tell us hello. You know, blah,
I think
blah, blah.
We are going to...
And tell us,
yes.
I swear, today, Ann, today, is it one of those days? Oh, my goodness. And tell us, just drop us a line on there and say, hey, I heard you on the radio. We love you, and we want you to come and join the fun. We have fun. We do things. We do radio, blah, 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 blah. Can I talk? We do
reading
on the radio page. There you go. Now, I think I'm done. There you go. So I'm done, and I think we've got people waiting who wish us to be done,
yes.
And get to them.
Yes.
So, yes,
exactly.
Yes, thank you so much for that. Thank you so much for that.
And thank you, guys, and thank you for your patience. And we love to be here with you. That's why we do this. It's a passion. So anyway,
yes,
we are
is.
Going to area code 509, area code 509. Hi, caller. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Hi there. My name is Erica, and I'm calling from Washington State.
Hi, Erica.
Great.
How can we help you?
Hi. Well, I just had a question. I've been researching law schools and getting, like, prepared for applying. Everything's so overwhelming just looking at how much it costs, taking the exam to even get accepted, but I feel very encouraged to go through the hassle of it all, and I'm just wondering if you see me going to law school this year or next year, and whether it will be in-state or out-of-state.
Okay. Ms. Elda, do you want to start or want me to start?
It's up to you. Whatever is good for you. Are you ready?
Okay. Yes, I'm ready. I'm always ready, right?
Okay.
So, Erica, I'm going to see. First question was if you go this year or next year. So I'm going to try to see what looks like being. I have a feeling, actually, that you probably start this year. And sometimes, you know, as we talked about, the universal laws and everything of that nature, miracles do actually happen. They do, right? I get a feeling you're going to find a way to do it. So just keep on believing and feeling it within you. That's how you can make it come into manifestation for you, right? So I get a sense
mm-hmm.
that you're going to go this year. And you asked about out of state or within the state, right? So I'm going to
yeah.
have a look at that too. I get a sense that it's probably out of state because they showed me the world. So it feels like it's going to be outside. Is that going to involve, is it going to be very far away? What they are telling you, maybe it's going to feel a little bit like it's a bit away. But if you just... try to figure out if it feels, because we always sound like we are making decisions for everyone we talk to, right? It's not our decision, right? But it feels like it's going to, if you just look at the options, I feel you're going to come to terms with it. That's my sense of that. So I don't know if this makes sense to you, Erica.
Yeah, it does. I just feel very like fired up, like, you know what, I got to get it done and I will make it happen. And I just feel, like I said, motivated. I think it's really.
Yes. And
time goes by so quickly. Mm-hmm.
And another secret when we are passionate about something, first of all, we're very strongly guided. We listen to our guidance, right? And you're very much in tune with your guidance. And it's like that fire burning within you for this thing. So, yes. The universe and our guides and angels and everyone are going to do their best to help us and guide us, right? To get what we want
mm-hmm.
and what, you know, to put some fuel on that fire within, right? So we can feel like I'm doing my purpose. It feels like your purpose. So let's ask Miss Zelda. Miss Zelda, what do you get?
Yes, my darling, I used to live in Washington State, and I think that Gonzales University may have been a thought. However, I also see that you're going to be going out of state. This is a brand new beginning, and I love the fact that both you and Angel Ann were talking about fire, because you've got a lot of fire going on in your reading here. And I don't know if you are a Sagittarius or someone close to you is, but I'm going to say the Sagittarian energy that is around this, it could be someone that accepts your acceptance letter. It could be anyone. But let me say, you're finding a way. It's not that you're going to try. You are finding a way. You're driven because this is what you are supposed to be doing. You're going to go far in your career. And what you're doing right now is, I think that I can see that you've got money cards out here. It's almost like you're standing back and saying, how do I put this in the right compartment? How do I make this work? You will find this way. And what you're going to be doing is drawing the line in the sand. You're going to be praying, meditating about it. But the right one will come for you. I've got to say, I think there's going to be a mentor for you later on that is going to help you with some very good advice. So it shows that you're winning, and it shows that you're looking at long-term future. I love that in this. So the answer is, yes, you are going. Yes, it will be this year. And yes, it will be out of state. And most definitely, you are finding a way. That's the easy part. Finding the money literally is the easy part. It's already there. You're gonna put it in place. Believe me, you're gonna get it done. So that's very good, Miss Erica. But Erica, thank you so much. That's wonderful.
Yeah,
I cannot wait to hear.
I'm actually the Sagittarian, and
are you okay?
Yeah.
Wonderful.
And it's almost a little bit scary. Like, oh, I feel so like happy and I want to get it done and I feel so motivated. And then that fear kicks in and I'm like, oh my God,
sure.
I'm going to end up in a state that, you know, I'm not going to know anybody. And is it going to be a safe area? Because you never know, like Texas, you know, Houston, there's a lot of, there's a lot of crime. There's a lot of crime in a lot of places. So I'm trying to be very careful of what school I select and like what programs
Absolutely.
They offer, like how diverse it is. I don't know. There's so much work planning for this. It's overwhelming, but at the same time, I want it bad enough.
That's good, because
yes,
I do think that you're going to be able to overcome. And just know this, when you are directed the way you are, especially by the universe, I'm going to say be aware, be concerned of the areas that you go into. But there's going to be a knowing within yourself automatically that you're going to be able to dispel any of these things. So don't let that fear hold you back of, oh, I don't know anyone, because you know what? You will know some people very, very quickly. The moment that you go to school, you're going to be making friends that'll be lifelong friends. This is just really the beginning. You have so many years ahead of you. Look at it this way. This little section that you're going to do, this little portion of your life is just going to be temporary, because you're moving on to a big, big picture. Very good. And I can tell you this about Sagittarians. They say of all the fire signs that a Sagittarian is like a bonfire. And I can see that in your reading. You are on fire. You're making this happen. So I'm very happy for you.
Thank you. Thanks for the insight.
Yes, you're welcome, darling. Thank you so much. Call us and let us know what school you go to, okay? Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Have a good one.
Thank
bye.
You.
Thank you.
You too.
Bye.
All right, bye.
So, Miss, are you ready?
I'm ready.
For the next?
I'm ready.
We have we have a Skype number here. How beautiful is that? So we don't have a clue.
Yes.
Hi.
Hello.
111.
Hi.
Hello. Hi. Welcome. Hey. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Marie, and I'm calling from Seattle.
Maria from Seattle, welcome. Yeah. So how can we help you?
I am finding someone I'm working with is very difficult personality, and I'm wondering whether you can pick anything up. I'm finding them very difficult to deal with. It's more about how I'm going to deal with it.
Okay. Michelle, do you want to start?
Yes, I'm ready. Yes,
okay.
I'm ready.
Okay.
My dear Marie, I'm going to say I think that you've got some choices to make. Now, first of all, I'm looking into seeing why this person is so difficult. It almost feels as though this person looks at you as competition, and that isn't so. And there's some problems with this person too. And without going into a lot of detail, there's problems at home. And so I feel that right now you feel like you are tied up, you're held back, that you've been put in your place. And I want you to gain the confidence and know that what this person is going through should not the way that it has, and don't allow it to affect you, because I'm going to say this person is going to be making a move away from your area or your workplace or something, and it doesn't look like you're going to be working with them by the end. I give it another 3 to 4 months. So if you can hang in there, because I think there's a lot of collaboration that you have. You're not the only one that's having some difficulty.
There's a lot of collaboration.
There's strength in numbers. And I hate to say it, when this person leaves, you all are going to celebrate. I can see that. Are they
really?
They're leaving.
I think. Yeah, I'm hoping so. My gut feeling is her behavior is very bipolar, and it's upsetting us.
Continue to be your sweet, wonderful self, my darling, and this is all going to work out. You're watching too.
So it will be okay then, because right now we're feeling.
Oh, definitely. Yes, absolutely. It's going to definitely work out. And it will work out for her too, because I'm going to tell you something. You think you all are miserable? She's horribly miserable. She's very miserable and very sad. But let's see what Miss Ann has to say. Miss Ann, what are you getting for her?
Yes. Hi, Marie. And I get the same thing, to be honest with you. I see a lot of sadness, but I also see something unexpected. It's coming up like an opportunity, because you are the one, Marie, asking the question, right? So it's probably not going to feel nice for her. You and many around at the workplace are actually worried about it. And some people may not speak up because they feel like they don't want to be the ones saying anything. But I think it's well known. And my sense is that she's actually going to... So what she had been doing in her way of being is kind of known already. So I think are things that are taken care of behind the scenes, so to speak. And I have a feeling also she's going to stop working there and moving on to something else. And one could wish that she probably would understand that she had participated herself. She created all of these things, because when you send out something, you're going to receive it back. And that goes in alignment with the universal laws as well, right? So we need to actually understand that if I treat someone good, I be a good person. That doesn't always mean that we say yes to everything, because it's two different things, right? But we are a good person. That's going to pay back for us. So I feel that you, as Miss Zelda said, you're going to celebrate. at some point here. I don't feel it's going to take a very long time, but it feels like it is managed behind the curtain, so to speak, and that's probably when they are working with it, authority and people of that nature, right? So because it's obvious, she's doing it in front of everyone, so you can't have...
So. I don't understand how anybody could do this. Oh, just awful.
No. Yeah, it is. But there's always things that are going to happen. And I think that because it's a good workplace and you're good people, now I sound judgmental, but, you know, sometimes we need to state things also, right? And we're supposed to be good to each other and make something thrive instead of dragging it down. And she's draining energy from a lot of people at the workplace.
Oh,
so I hope
they can't.
I hope that made sense, Marie. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah, it gives me a bit of comfort because I didn't sleep well last night having to deal with her.
Aww.
So I'm hoping it's not going to cause me any problems.
I don't see that.
No,
I don't see. You're going to be okay.
I don't see that either. Yeah.
Okay.
It's
good.
Going to be
All right.
Fine.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All righty.
Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye. So, are you ready, Miss Zelda?
I'm ready.
Going on
I'm
to,
ready.
To the next. I think we have someone here. I'm trying to see. They're not coming up on the board here in order, good order. So we have area code 720, area code 720. Hi, caller. What's your name and where you're calling from? And then you didn't raise your hand. Sorry, I brought you in. Maybe you don't want to talk. Hello? Are you there? 770?
Yes, I'm here. Hello.
Okay. Hi. Hello. How
Hi.
Are you?
I'm good.
Hi.
How are you?
Welcome.
Thank you.
Wonderful. So what's your name and where are you calling from?
Well, I talk to Zelda pretty frequently. Hi, Zelda. It's Christine. Hello,
my darling.
I talk to and I,
how are you?
I'm doing good.
Hi.
This is Christine.
Hi, Christine.
I'm from Denver, Colorado.
Okay, great.
Oh,
and,
great.
Wonderful.
And it is going to be cold here. We have a high of 8 degrees in Colorado
on
Monday. 8 degrees
yikes.
Fahrenheit.
Okay.
Yeah, it's cold.
Oh, yikes.
So,
yeah.
Zelda, a song this morning.
Oh, okay. And that's it?
Well, of course it's it.
Okay.
And if you don't
want
to go into this, I can happily call you later.
No, it's quite all right. We don't have much time. We do have a full board. So
absolutely.
Yes. So I've got to tell you something, Miss Christine. The card that came up for you is the Nine of Cups. It's John Travolta.
No way.
And
here's Johnny.
Way. I wish you could hear to see this, because for those of you out there, the Nine of Cups in the Rider-Waite deck, if you want to take a look at it, the little fellow there that's sitting in front of the Nine of Cups looks like John Travolta. And I think it's the most hilarious thing. In the younger days, and I think it's the most hilarious thing. But let's ask Anne. Anne, do you want to go first on telling Christine if you want to just give a little, I'll give a little recap here, and that is Christine has a young man that she has interest in, but he'll just send her a song, and that's it. And then a little bit,
okay.
of, he'll say she's just waiting for him to, yeah. So we're waiting for him to ask her out. So what do you have, Anne?
Okay, I'm going to see. I can start. Hi, Christine. I think we talked to, actually. I do remember you. And I see a lot of practical energies around this man, right? I feel that there are feelings here, but it's like he's occupied with a whole bunch of things. And sometimes it's like we're not really maybe at the place we need to be before we're going to come to the place where we actually want to be, right? I don't know if that makes sense. I hope I stated it in a good way. I see abundance, and sometimes also something in the past here haven't really come into the place where you would like it to be, and maybe not him either. And usually we are the ones that maybe there's a lack of action, maybe there's a lack of something that hasn't really come. So you are wondering what's going to be. And I have to say that many times also what we feel for someone, it doesn't mean it's anything wrong or bad or we don't have feelings or anything. It's just like there's something else. I see some sort of fiery energy that we, maybe he wants to defend himself or maybe you want to defend yourself. Something that, you know, standing one's ground. I don't know if that makes sense. I hope I don't talk very fluffy or strange here. But I do feel also that there's things are probably, if you wait to hear from him, there is a chance here actually, because they say things are looking up a little bit. There may be some, a small trip or something involved, because they talk about a trip, and it doesn't mean that it's going to come full circle or be resolved. It means that there will be conversation or talking or kind of taking it from a place where you might have left it in the past, where I mentioned things didn't come about as expected somehow, sometimes what we are waiting for. So I don't know if that makes sense to you, Miss Christine.
I'm not sure either, but I'm good with it.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. I kind of get it because, okay, I kind of get it. But I've got something very interesting here, because I think today you are really on that thought process of I'm walking away. Where's my goal date? And you've got some very interesting cards here, because you've got the Magician, which is a big manifestation card. And I think whether you're manifesting or not, what you've asked for is you want to see. You want evidence. You want to see if there's something more that is happening. I do feel that you've got a decision to make. And interestingly enough, this Nine of Cups card came out. I think John Travolta came out. And if you're listening, John, we love you. But John Travolta, the Nine of Cups came out. That's your heart's desire. The Eight of Cups came out. And the Eight of Cups is someone that looks like they're walking away, but is actually walking to the Nine of Cups, the heart's desire. They are backwards in this particular reading. And I think we got the Nine of Cups, number one, because you recognize, you resonate with that because of the John Travolta thing, because we both get so tickled over it, it's funny. But so the universe is telling you they're listening. That and you have a card here that basically says, it is a collaboration. So what the universe is basically saying is, okay, Christine, we got your back. We're collaborating with you. We see that you're manifesting. We see what's going on. We just want you to know that we're here. We know what you're doing. We're listening. The ultimate decision is yours, but we got your back. And that's exactly what's going on. Because I think that you're a little confused today. You're happy to hear, but then it's like, oh my heck. Just a song. So I think at this point, it shows the cards that basically say a decision is at hand. And that's what's happening. So you're collaborating with the universe. You've got the Magician card. You're manifesting. It shows that there are thoughts of walking away, but there's confirmation that the universe has got your back no matter what you want to do. If you want to continue on, or if you want to now designate a goal date to see how long this will go on. I hope that resonates with you today, as quickly
and
as we can.
Even funnier, Zelda, the song is from I think it's Aretha Franklin, You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman.
Okay. Well, there we go. That must have a subliminal meaning. I'm trying to think what that really means. So anyway.
Well,
that's funny.
Thank you to both of you, and I hope you both have a wonderful day. This has been fascinating.
Well, good.
And
thank you so much, Christine, for calling in. We sure do love you. We appreciate your support on this. Thank you again. Thank you.
Have a great
thank
day.
You, thank
and
you,
thank
Christine.
You,
thank you.
You too,
you
darling.
Too.
Thank you.
Thank
All right,
you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So, going to try to see if the system is working with me. Yes, Miss Zelda, are you ready for the next one? I think we have someone waiting quite a long time here.
Yes.
And
I am ready.
We have area code 646. I think that's New York. Area code 646. Hi, caller. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Hi, Miss Zelda. This is Teresa. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you?
It's cold.
That's how it is in New York City. I bet.
Yes, it is. And hello to your co-host. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. Thank you for asking. So we're so happy to have you here.
Thank you.
I understand when you say cold because, you know, I'm from Sweden, so but I'm not there. That's why I'm here in Greece. So how can we help you?
Yes. So two things. I just wanted to do a follow-up with you. The last time I talked to you, I think it was at the beginning of December, and I told you that I was in the process of getting some resumes out. So, and you told me to get them out between a certain time in January and February. So I have been getting them out. So I just wanted to let you know that I'm feeling very optimistic about it. And I guess my question is, after I get this new job, do you see me, when would be a good time to start? Well, I'm looking now for a new place to move to, but I know it's going to be maybe in a few more months. So I don't know. I guess I have to focus on one thing at a time because I really want to do a move, but I can't do that as of yet. So
sure.
I guess my question would be this is, do you think I'll have this job by the end of February? Or at least?
Are you ready, Anne, or do you want me to go? What would you like to do?
Yes, please go.
Okay.
Thank you.
My darling, I think that you will. You have an Aries card that is very prominent here, and that energy. I love it. It's the Emperor. It's basically, I personally call it the King Solomon card because to me it has wisdom, strength, guidance, direction, and that's what you're getting. There is a situation here where you also have a king, and it's the King of Pentacles, which there's a lot of healing energy but a lot of abundance in that as well. You've got excellent cards. I do feel the job is coming by the end of this month. I'm sorry, not the end of this month. I'm in February already. February, by the end of February. But I'm going to extend it. I know, here we are. I'm going to extend it by the end of the first week of March is when you first should have it. I do see a move coming for you, and it looks like that would take place in June, right around that time frame there. I'm going to say that there may be a situation coming up in which you feel either sorry or you have a regret or something, and I want you to know that there is no regret to it. There's no reason for you to feel sorry. You're just taking on energy that you don't need to be taking on, and I'm going to also tell you that there is a very earthy Virgo and a very balanced Libra around you as well. So this is all telling me that you're on the right path, no friction, no upset. You've got this. I'm just going to say, you've got this. Everything is working out for you, and I think even better. as time goes on. You're going to see. So this is excellent. So let's see, Miss Teresa, what Miss Ann has to say.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome, darling.
Hi, Miss Teresa. And I get a sense, like Miss Elda said too, that work is on its way within a few weeks, and that will be in a few weeks. And I wanted to say this month too, but we're still only the end of January, right? So sometime in the end of February, probably beginning of March as well, because timelines can always be plus and minus, right? So you're on track, you're on the right path. I can see a very well-grounded, earthly, practical energy that is telling that there may have been many things going on, and there will still be a lot of things going on, but you will feel at peace with it. And sometimes when we are hesitating making a decision, just buy yourself a little bit time, take a step back, and let things reveal themselves. It doesn't take that long if we actually do it. Usually we can see, and we can see through the signs. So I see that you're going to have a good time. I don't actually see the move. They don't show me the move, but I do feel that because you are on track, and I can't see any road bumps or obstacles coming for you, whatever you are planning to do is going to come into fruition, the manifestation, one by one. And it's going to be a positive emotional time. You're going to have insights, and you're going to have a lot of things that come. And one other reason why it can be good sometimes to take that step back to see what we're going to finally decide is because we know what goal we have, right? And we know what we want to do and manifest. But sometimes, as we talked about before, the details, don't get stuck in the details. See your goal and walk with the path and follow the signs that are going to come for you, because I feel you're very much in tune with yourself and your intuition and everything. So trust that. I don't know if this makes sense to you, Miss Teresa.
It all makes sense, yes. Everything that you both are saying makes very much sense, yes.
Good.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank
Good.
You. And Miss Elda, you want to say something more? No?
No, no, I think
okay.
No. No, this is
okay.
This is good.
Yeah, I think what you
yes.
picked up, Miss Ann, was that when I do get this place that the place that I really want, when I do get the place, I'm not going to move in right away. I know I'm going to be signing the lease, but I don't want to move in right away. So maybe that's why you picked up that you don't see me moving.
Maybe, because because we don't always see something, it doesn't mean it's not going to be there. But I think we sell the places in June, and sometimes they just give me a reading like within a couple of months or something of that. That's the usual thing. So it doesn't mean it's not going to come. But I feel that whatever you have set in motion and whatever you are planning, you're going to reach where you want to be, right?
Okay.
Maybe it's not happening exactly in detail as you think, because it usually never does, to be honest with you, but you're going to reach it. That's what I feel. Okay?
All right. Thank you. I'll give you guys a call back at the end of next month to let you know what's going on.
Good.
Okay?
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
So
and then
much.
Hopefully
thank
by
you.
The end of June, I'll be in position to give a donation to the show.
Oh,
thank you,
thank you
so much. Thank you.
Okay.
No worries, my darling. Take care of your first. But thank you so much. That's very thoughtful.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye. So, my beautiful lady, are you ready for the next?
I am ready. I am ready, my darling. Can I just say this real quick? Can I say something really quick?
Yes.
Just I need this little break. Everybody, I always call Angel Ann. We message each other back on Facebook Messenger and phones or wherever. And we always say, hello, beautiful person. Hello, beautiful sister. Hello, beautiful, gorgeous woman. Hello, beautiful soul. Well, the other day, I want to say hello, beautiful soul, and my phone changed it to hello, yes. beautiful soup. So now Ann is my beautiful soup. I just want you to know.
Okay. Thank you.
And I just can't get over that. I think that's so funny.
That's so funny. I hope I'm tasty. Okay.
You are. You are a wonderful girl. Yes, you are. Very, very.
And, you know, maybe you need to cook me a little bit longer than usual, right? I'm just kidding. We have kind of a morbid humor here, haven't we? Right?
We do.
But I think it's
nice. But, you know, we get along.
So, let me see. We have area code 775. Area code 775. Hi, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, lovely ladies. My name is Wendy from California.
Hi.
Hi, Wendy.
Hi, Miss Wendy. How are you?
Well, I am feeling upbeat. I'm the lady who's been, I was denied long-term care insurance after paying $55,000 in premiums over 20 years. And my attorneys, Eddie and Kevin, they told me Friday that they're extremely confident that I will be approved, and they're ready to go. And they said Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday they're going to submit the appeal. And legally, this insurance company has up to 6 weeks to respond. What do you see?
Okay. Anne?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay.
If you want me to start, or do you want to start?
It doesn't make any difference. You go. You can go. Whatever you want to do.
Okay. Absolutely, I go. So, Miss Wendy, I get a sense that this is something that have dragged out in time, and of course, I do remember we have talked to you before, but I never remember what I say, and I see that as a blessing, right? We want to read the energy right now, so. Uh-huh. Sometimes it's difficult because we are having those thoughts coming around and we have a hard time believing. What they want you to do, believe. Sorry for that. And I have a sense that you have great support, you have great lawyers. And I think that this time, of the stillness that have been going on when things have been going slow back and forth and you couldn't see any progression, I feel that this week is going to bring about some answers. I can't say if it's going to be fully, but, you know, it's going to be something that shows you, because you also said that there's a six-week time for this to be processed, maybe something of that nature, right? But you're going to start to set off the journey forward, and I feel that it's going to be good, that they actually are going to be, results are going to come out in your favor after this. You seem to have very good lawyers. I get a feeling that they found something that they could pick on, something that's going to bring the success for you here. And just be patient and remember not to keep yourself in that loop of negative thinking, because it's easy when we are going through difficult times, right? Just believe, keep on believing, and I feel you're going to be approved and have what you want. And I hear Spirit talk about good news about when it comes to finances, and that's exactly what this is about, right? So I hope that makes
sense.
It is. And I'm going to ask Ms. Zelda.
I am very confident that I'm going to prevail. I think I got some very forceful, charismatic attorneys, and this is their specialty. And I think what they're doing is they're cornering this insurance company into a place where they have no choice but to approve me.
Yes. Exactly.
Well, I think that you're correct, Miss Wendy, and just briefly here, I've got to tell you, I think I'm looking at the best reading that we have had together, because you've got some cards that indicate that your attorneys are heading, it's almost like they are the heroes on the white horse. They're the knights in shining armor. They are heading this off at the pass. They are racing full forward because they know what's ahead. And I'm going to tell you, I believe that they are so confident that they've not even expressed to you how confident they are. It seems like they know something. They are holding on. They know something that others don't. And I believe that this insurance company may know them already. If they don't, they will. Show that you have money coming. I don't know the amount. We're not even going to talk about it. It's not our business. But what I will tell you is that the world is at your feet. You've got a wonderful team that is working for you on your behalf, and you will have a comfortable life. And I believe it's smooth sailing. It does look like April is going to be a very excellent, significant month. Now, I don't know if that's when you would be receiving any funds or whatever the case may be, but they really feel like they've got this sewn up, and that's it. So there we go.
They do. Eddie speaks to organizations. He's an expert on this.
Oh, and fantastic.
Kevin won a $1 million suit for an NFL star in a similar situation. So
perfect.
I really, really worked hard before I made my choice of attorneys. And I think
you did well.
That they are going to clobber the insurance company.
I know they are. I know they are, and there's not any recourse for them. But Miss Wendy, we've got to run. We've got time for one more caller, and it's the end of our show already. Keep us informed.
If Janelle, the new caregiver, is coming out on Tuesday, will she and I have a good rapport? Will she be my caregiver for a long time, Janelle?
I believe she is going to be someone that you're going to turn out to be a lifelong. Friend, person, companion is what I want to say. So yes, I do feel you two are going to get along famously.
Oh, God bless. That's good news. Thank you, ladies.
Yes,
I look forward to your show.
Thank you, Ms. Wendy.
God bless you.
Thank you. We look forward to having
you
on. Thank you so much. You be well.
I love both of you.
Thank you.
Love you too, darling.
Yes,
you be well.
Yes.
Thank you.
You be well. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. So, very quick here. We grab the next call, right? We have time for one more, and we need to be to make it quick. So, area code 520. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, caller. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Lisa, Arizona. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We're so sorry that we have limited time here.
No, that's okay. And I know some people talk a lot longer than, you know, it's polite, but thank you for being kind to all of us.
You're welcome.
And so
I'm one of
I just
those people
to
talk. Okay.
No, not you. Not you,
you, darling.
Okay. So our, my love interest and I will become closer, more intimate this weekend.
Okay. Ooh. Oh, okay. Oh, I love all the I love the love stuff. Love is in the air. Okay, Miss Ann?
Yes. I love the love stuff too. Actually, I know we talked about this before, and it feels actually, you know, they show me, first of all, they talk about coming closer together, growing a little bit closer. You know, when there's some sort of resolution of the past that things may have taken time or stuff of that nature. I see also generally a time of positive change. They don't show me a timeline, but it feels like it's now. So it may very well be when you said. And you're coming off as a woman with a great fire, and I feel that you are coming closer together, finally, it feels like. So I hope that makes sense, and I'm sorry for being very short. Miss Zelda, sorry, you need to be short too.
Yes. I'm going to tell you. Here's the answer. Yes. He is, oh, definitely, yes. There's an enlightenment coming to you, my darling. Absolutely, yes. A new beginning in your relationship, smoother sailing. getting to the point where you're creating new memories, all is well. Have fun. Have fun, my darling.
Yes.
This is good.
Thank you, guys. Thank you both. Thank you.
Well, call us and let us know how things are. We don't want the details, but we do want to know how things ended up. So let us know how you
yes.
are, Lisa.
Thank you. Gosh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And blessings. And
we are here to hear
the news, okay? Thank you so much, and have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, you too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye, darling.
So, happy news. Isn't that good? You know, it also shows that we don't need to give up immediately, but we are also not supposed to wait for years, right? I'm sorry to
that's
say
fine.
That, but that's kind of because
sure.
we get stuck into stuff, right? So here, just a few quick end-of-show announcements. On today's show, we talked about how can you apply the universal laws, and kind of the calls have been a little bit around that too, because it affects all our lives all the time, right? Next upcoming show on Psychic Secrets Radio is next Saturday, February 4th. And we are going to talk about how to cut the cords. That's interesting. Energy work. I just love that. And so if we haven't had a chance to take your call, you're very welcome to pop a question if you want to in the chat room right now so we can answer after the show. Miss Zelda, is there anything you want to tell the listeners before we end the show?
Don't forget to stop on over to Facebook to find us at Psychic Secrets Radio Show. We'd love to have you. Thank you so much for being here and allowing us to come to you. We wish you a very blessed, happy, and prosperous, and healthy week. We love you. Thank you so much for coming.
Yes.
Thank you. We love it when you're here.
Yes, we do. And, something else here.
Find us at PsychicSecrets.com for personal readings. We do phone readings, video readings, and text chat. Connect with Psychic Zelda Kelly at extension 11 and Psychic Angel Ann at extension 16. While you're on the Psychic Secrets website, I'd like to invite you to read the blog, visit the horoscope section, and listen to Mystery Manor recordings and Laws of Attraction episodes. You can also find us on Facebook at Psychic Secrets Official.
So, bye.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you so much for listening to Psychic Secrets Radio Show today. We love having you here. Don't forget, you can reach us directly at www.psychicsecrets.com, Psychic Zelda Kelly, extension 11, and Psychic Angel Ann, extension 16. Join us next week when we'll be back with more interesting topics to discuss. Have a great week. See you next time.